The Michigan State University Women of Color Initiatives named Paige Hernandez as its 2024 Artist in Residence. The sixth artist to participate in this program, Hernandez is a multidisciplinary artist and critically acclaimed performer, director, choreographer, and playwright. She's in residence on Michigan State University's campus March 18 to 21. Delia Fernandez-Jones is Associate Dean for Equity, Justice, and Faculty Affairs in the College of Arts and Letters and Chair of Women of Color Initiatives.
Yeah, so the Women of Color Initiatives was started in 2016. Yomaira Figueroa and Ray Paris were two professors in the English department who really were looking for a way to make sure that women of color were not just existing at the margins at MSU, but instead had really dedicated resources and dedicated places for them. And it was more than just, a space. It was kind of the idea of women of color feminisms, right? This idea that we show solidarity, we show up for one another, that was really important to this project, that we could create a space where people belong and it's intentional, and we can create those bonds with one another. And Yomaira actually was a part of this at Berkeley University, or at University of California, Berkeley, where she was a graduate student. And then she went to Rutgers and started one there and came to Michigan State and started one here. And she's since moved on to another university. And with her gone, it's hard, but it's also, she left us this amazing, right? She left us this amazing program where we can continue to make space for ourselves as people come in. And it's also a way that we're able to retain people and keep people at Michigan State. It means something when you have these dedicated efforts. It tells you what kind of place you're at. And so now where it's at in 2023 is that we've kind of focused on a couple of areas, and one of which is graduate students and demystifying academia for women of color. There's so many, secrets about academia that you kind of have to learn the hard way. There's a lot of gatekeeping. And so we're really interested in demystifying those things. So we have a comprehensive exam workshop series that we do. We also have a writing retreat for graduate students and early career scholars, because we're really trying to invest in their success and finishing their degree programs or graduate programs. There's some mentoring that happens there. The other part where we invest a lot in is wellness. We take really seriously that women of color, especially Black women, experience ill health and disease at greater rates than their counterparts, especially in academia, because of the stress, because of the workload. And so we try to take seriously the idea that we can meet together and just be, and not necessarily be thinking about producing and writing and researching. Sometimes it's walks, sometimes it's yoga. We've done a cooking class, just different things to just let people be and have time with one another. And then the third kind of prong of the program is the Artists in Residence program. So we're really excited about this. And one of the things that we're thinking about, right, is that the arts are not auxiliary to our experience as human beings, right? The arts are central to who we are. These are the things that make us feel human. A lot of times we hear about WASI's Artists in Residence programming as good for the soul, right? This might not necessarily be in the same vein as people's research agendas if they're coming from across the university, because the initiative does attract women of color from across the university. So we have folks in STEM, we have folks in comm arts, we have folks in social sciences who come, and they're there not necessarily because it's not a research talk, right? This is something that allows them to connect to themselves and to other women of color. And so we've brought an artist, except for those COVID years, but we've brought an artist every year since 2016, and sometimes two a year. And so now, to just kind of handle the pacing of it all, we bring one in the spring. And so we're really excited to have Paige here.
And so tell us about Paige a little bit in your words and why you invited Paige for this year's Artist in Residency.
I had one conversation with Bert Goldstein from the Wharton Center about something completely different. And I had mentioned that we were looking into somebody in the performing arts, because we've had a podcaster last year who came. We've had novelists, we've had poets, we've had photographers, we've had people more academic, we've had sociologists, political scientists. We're like, we haven't had a performing artist. And Bert was like, I know somebody immediately. And he showed me Paige's website, and I was like, this is it. This is it. Paige's work aligns with so much about what we're thinking about, right? Paige looks at how she shows up in the world as a woman of color in these different spaces. And that's all that's what we're doing here, right? Is thinking about how we're showing up in the world and how we can show up for one another. And so with Paige's background, her resume that's so long and accomplished, like, this is going to be really great that Paige really speaks to what we're looking for.
And Paige, welcome to Michigan State University.
Thank you very much.
Tell us why you were attracted to take up Delia on her offer.
Well, you know, I have to say, and I don't think I've said this before, but I consider MSU sort of like a second home, and mostly thanks to Bert Goldstein and the Wharton Center, where I have been coming to MSU now probably since 2016 or 2017 in different capacities. I've been a performer. I've been a teaching artist. I've led professional development. I did a tour of Michigan for a solo show. All of that was kind of, you know, something that I navigated through the Wharton Center. So again, like Delia said, when I was able to connect through Bert about this, especially with women of color initiatives, it just felt like peanut butter and jelly. It was the perfect fit. I had been doing something that was very, I guess you can say, performance and product based, but like Delia said, to be able to do something where I could just be and be able to be that representation that also can support and uplift others just by being in communion with them, breaking bread, having lunch, but also being able to talk. It's a different kind of gear, but it's something that's just as impactful. So this was just kind of a gift. I've been waiting all year for it. Well, I say all year, but not all 2024, like since last year when we started planning this to be here. So thank you.
And Delia, what about the artist in residency program? Do you hope the students and women of color on campus and their allies sort of take from Paige in her visit?
Yeah, I think what Paige gives us is the tools, right? The tools to process our own experience, the self-reflection that's necessary to remain connected to yourself, right? To connect to your own humanity. I think a lot of times at a university like ours, we're a research one university, our students are serious, right? They're a little stressed. They're a little stressed, you know. We usually happen in about March, and it's we're gearing up
here
towards
we go,
finals,
yeah.
Right? And I want for students, right, to take that break. Come eat with us. Come talk with us. Come get this experience. This is a time, you know, we've had Paige here in different capacities, but this is, like, Paige is here for you this time.
Up close and personal.
Yes, up close and personal, where you're not with hundreds of people. Like, we're at 10, 15, 20 people, where you get to talk to Paige about what it is, right? About what you're going through, about what's happening. And for our faculty, for our staff, again, this is a really busy time, right? We are barreling towards the end of the semester, graduation, all of these things. And this is another thing that I'm hoping can remind folks, right? That you're human too, and you have needs too, outside of fulfilling your job obligations, your research, and taking this time for yourself to just come, to do a movement workshop, to see a performance and conversation, to eat with us. All of those things are for you. And we're here to remind you, right? That you're important. Too. You're important, and your well-being is really important to so many other factors in your life, but that starts with you taking care of yourself, and we're here to help with that.
Yeah. And Paige, you love to perform, you love to teach. Talk about sort of the synergy between the two. You've literally talked with thousands of students.
Yeah, I feel like with teaching and performing, they really inform each other. I became a better performer the more I would teach. Just being able to articulate very clearly what it is that I'm doing down to its essence and its nugget and the basics and kind of the foundation. And then being able to translate that in a way that is transferable, so something that someone else can take on. I think where I really strive and where my success lies is in its accessibility and thinking that you can do exactly what I'm doing. And yes, I can make it look easy, but it comes with a lot of layering of some intentional things, you know, that really make sure that, again, that intersection of performance and teaching is present. It's also just a way to say that there's learning always involved, even in how we experience the arts, whether it's cultivating the next, you know, art patrons or someone who thinks they can do it, not just as a hobby, but as something that they can take on as a career. All of those things point back to why education is so important and arts integration in general with performing, which is pretty great.
Yeah. Is there anything important I haven't asked you, or what do you want those joining our conversation to know?
I want folks to know that that this is something that we're going to continue to do, right? So if you don't make it to see Paige, I hope you keep looking out for us. So we're going to keep trying to make spaces wherever we are in a lot of different ways. We really are taking pride in connecting with different units on campus that we haven't before. So with Paige, we've had conversations with the Wharton. We're able to talk with folks in theater. We're talking with Cal and College of Arts and Letters in a very different way than we have before. And with other folks, we've, you know, made connections with ComArt Sci, which was really wonderful and groundbreaking. And so we're out here, and we're working on this. I think we're also looking towards the STEM folks. We know that women of color are out there, and it's hard. It's a journey, but all of the things that we do when we're doing arts-based things, wellness-based things, those are all for everyone, right? We know that when we think about making policies and creating initiatives that really speak to the most marginalized people, we help everyone. We help everyone. So we're really excited about that.
And I'm sure you want to add that A to STEM for STEAM.
Yes,
right?
The STEAM. Yes. Yes. Like, we have so many thoughts brewing on that.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And Paige, some final thoughts for Spartan Nation as you enjoy your visit to our campus.
Just that it's a true gift as an artist to connect with the community and especially the student body in this way. And to think about, you know, some of the projects that I've been inundated with. I just opened a show commissioned by the Maya Angelou Estate.
Sweet.
In Dallas, Omaha, Charlotte. I'm on my way to the Kennedy Center next week to perform with some of, you know, the hip hop pioneers. So again, when I think about just where I'm going, but to say that I could stop at MSU and connect directly with you is pretty cool. Like, if I was a student, I'd be like, here is someone passing through, you know, who has just a lot around them that they're able to make those connections with. And again, I'm all about intentionality. So I'd love to meet and connect with anyone while I'm here. I think that this program is just remarkable. And I hope that, you know, it has a long life, but also that everyone takes advantage of it for what it's worth, because it's super special.
Yes. Now, before we let you go, let's talk about, there's an important keynote, particularly on the 21st. What are we doing?
So we have a keynote performance by Paige, and this is actually a really dynamic event that this is. It's going to be, let me give you the details.
First. Yes.
This is going to be in the Residential College of Arts and Humanities, their auditorium at 6 p.m., We have Paige coming to do excerpts of her play, Paige in Full, correct? Right? Mm-hmm. Paige in Full. And then we also have faculty members who are in performance studies and the different ethnic studies around campus coming to give a talk back that she'll be performing. We're having conversations. She'll perform. We're having conversations. So we have Alexandra Davis from theater. We have Satara Thobani from in the Residential College of Arts and Humanities. We have Giannina Struther from African-American African Studies. And we have Sarah Bruno from English and African-American African Studies, as well as Shamara Kwache, who will be moderating. She's from African-American African Studies. So we're really excited. This is, you know, we asked folks to register just so I could get enough snacks, but the snacks are ordered. So come through. Come through to the ARCA Auditorium from 6 to about 7:30. We'll have performance and Q&A, and then we'll have a reception in Paige's honor right there in ARCA. And I think this is going to be a really cool experience that it's much more interactive than just kind of sitting and consuming. You'll be, you know, prompted to be thinking about things and having opportunities to talk and engage.
And is there a website where people can find more about Paige's schedule?
Yes. Yeah, so we're
and
at
the initiative.
Yes. wasi.cal.msu.edu. If you look us up there, you can find the artist in residence.
And how do you spell WASI?
Yes, thank you. WOCI.CAL.MSU.EDU.
Well, thanks for visiting us again, Paige, and enjoy the rest of your visit. Delia, great to meet you. Your passion for these important issues really comes through, and best to you moving forward.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you.
And I'm Russ White. This is MSU Today.